an act of what many see as domestic political retribution with global financial implications. Sunday's announcement of the U.S. Justice Department's criminal investigation into Federal Reserve Chief Jerome Powell quickly triggered what's called the Sell America trade on global markets, as investors reduce their exposure to U.S. stocks, bonds, and the dollar.
One of the most important dynamics of growing markets and markets that compound wealth is an independent Fed. When we continue to have rhetoric towards the Fed, Fed governor, the governance around the Fed, it's obviously going to create some volatility.
The Federal Reserve was created in 1913 with a dual mandate, controlling inflation and supporting the U.S. labor market. It has two main tools, setting benchmark interest rates and controlling the money supply. With the U.S. dollar, the world's reserve currency, and U.S. Treasury bonds, the world's top safe haven asset, Fed policy is critical not just for the U.S. economy, but for the global financial system.
So the real concern here is the Federal Reserve that Congress specifically designed to be independent, instead, over time, just becomes another tool of the president in ways that have adverse ramifications for the dollar, for treasury markets.
Amanda, for months, the president has been publicly criticizing and insulting the Fed chair for not aggressively cutting interest rates as Trump seeks to quickly boost U.S. economic growth. The criminal probe has drawn condemnation from a chorus of former Fed chairs and treasury secretaries, as well as from lawmakers on both sides of the aisle. It's not Trump's first bid to gain control over the central bank. In August, he attempted to fire Fed Governor Lisa Cook and replace her with an appointee of his own, but was stopped, at least temporarily, by the U.S. Supreme Court.